Vic Alladaff, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you as well. All right, a Jewish MP in Australia has called on Australia to recognize the Armenian genocide. This has been a struggle throughout the world. Why such resistance to recognizing this genocide?
That's a very good question. And sadly, not only is it a struggle throughout the world, but one country of all which also has not recognized the genocide to this point is Israel, which is obviously of great concern. And there, you know, in the past, one has pointed to Israel's relations with Turkey as a reason to not, because of protecting relations with Turkey. And obviously, Turkey is not only sensitive about the issue, but denies that there even was a genocide.
Mm.
But, you know, for a long time now, relations between Israel and Turkey have been not very healthy, to say the least. So here in Australia, the Australian government is one of those countries which has not recognized the genocide. The state of New South Wales, interestingly, where Sydney is located, has formally recognized the genocide, but Australia itself has not. And so just a couple of days ago now, one of the federal members of parliament, Julian Lisa, who's a former member of the board of deputies, executive, etc., gave a speech and he said that the death of 1.5 million Armenians is referred to too dismissively around the world. And he quoted, and it's a famous quote, from Hitler of all people, who said, "Who after all speaks of the annihilation of the Armenians?" And that was, you know, during the Holocaust. And so, as Julian said, and as many people continue to say, it is hurtful, it is offensive, it is damaging and dangerous to not recognize the Armenian genocide for what it was. And to fill out the picture, it's not only the Armenian genocide, but also the Greek genocide, the Assyrian genocide. The collective term for all three is the Pontian genocide. And it is hurtful in the extreme that it is not recognized globally as it should be.
So do you think, what stance do you think Australia is going to be taking on this?
Well, I can't see the government. Julian is a member of the government. He's a government member of parliament. He's on the conservative side of politics. But I haven't seen any sign that there is movement at cabinet level to move on this issue. So far, as of right now, no movement to be seen, but it's an important call all the same for an MP to make, and significantly for a Jewish MP to make.
Absolutely right. Following on that story, the Jewish community has reached out to the Aboriginal community. Tell us about this.
So there are a number of parallels and links between the Aboriginal people and Jewish people. And I'm talking about a very close connection to the land. I'm talking about the fact that both the Aboriginal people and Jewish people, for both peoples, culture and tradition is integral to our identity. And most painfully of all, both the Aboriginal people and the Jewish people have suffered a genocide.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are strong parallels and links throughout the Aboriginal story and the Jewish story. And in fact, there are a number of programs, social justice programs, which the Jewish community runs for impoverished areas and disadvantaged areas of the Aboriginal world here in Australia. And one, for example, is called Filling the Gap, where Jewish dentists will go to remote areas of the state and give free dental care to struggling Aboriginal communities. And so tonight at the Board of Deputies, we have our monthly meeting, and we've invited two Aboriginal activists to speak to our members, and they're going to speak about the needs and the social justice needs which are a part of the Aboriginal story. And in fact, when one looks at the stats, there are some terrible stats here about the percentage of Aboriginal people in incarceration, in prisons, compared to non-Aboriginal people. So there are a lot of very painful, unresolved social justice issues. And also, the Aboriginal people call for a voice in the nation's constitution. to say that there should be a separate clause which recognizes their place as what is known, what they call themselves, the first peoples of this country. So it's an ongoing issue, and the Jewish community rightly is quite outspoken in supporting the needs of Aboriginal people for social justice across so many areas.
So important. Such an important initiative, and well done to the Jewish community in Australia for getting behind this. Much easier to focus internally on your own stuff and your own challenges, but to reach out to other communities, especially ones that need it, I think is absolutely tremendous. Finally, a Jewish player, a member of the Sydney's Championship Soccer League. We get very excited when we see any Jewish person doing well in sport, don't we? Like, we're just not built that way. It's like, whoa, really?
And it's not ping pong or debating.
Exactly.
So there's a national soccer, and I never know if it's correct with a soccer or football, but it will go with soccer. So the round ball game. Mm-hmm. And so there's a national soccer league here. And just last week, the Sydney team, which is Sydney FC, Sydney Football Club, won the national championships against Melbourne, all of 1-0. And one of the players is all of 21. His name is Geordie Swibble. And his father is the manager of the winning team. And Geordie is all of 21. He's scored a ton of goals throughout the season for Sydney Football Club. And his father and his mother, both of them, former sportsmen and women, they were caught up listeners. Some listeners will remember way back when 1997, the Maccabiah Games, and there was a terrible tragedy when the bridge collapsed, four Australians died, lost their lives. And the Swibbles were both in the water because the bridge collapsed into the Yarkon River. And the Swibbles were there. Thank God they both survived, etc. And so Mick, the father, is now, as I say, manager of the Sydney Football Club, and his 21-year-old son is a part of the championship winning team.
Absolutely.
So, just a nice story on the sports front.
Lovely story. Vic Aladef, we'll, of course, speak to you next week. That'll be after Rosh Hashanah. So just wishing you and your family and the community in Australia that you are so much part of, a Shana Tova, a happy, healthy, and sweet year.
Thank you. And Shana Tova to all our listeners, and a healthy new year.
Absolutely.